Doctor Who Inferno by Terence Dix. Read by Caroline John. Chapter 1, Project Inferno. It was the greatest scientific project that England had ever known. More technologically advanced than nuclear power. Potentially far more lucrative than North Sea oil. The Stahlman Project. Or as those who worked on it called it, the Inferno. An audacious scheme to drill through to the untapped energy sources at the Earth's core. Unimaginable, unending heat. A fuel gas that would power every home, every shop, every factory in Britain. Limitless free energy for everyone. That was the promise. And the government, hypnotized by the force and conviction of Professor Stahlman's arguments, dazzled by the prospect of economic problems solved forever, poured money and resources into the project. There was a sort of unspoken agreement. The Stahlman project had to succeed. Now the project was nearing completion. Hungry for the long-awaited success, the authorities were deaf to the steadily increasing warnings about the project's dangers. Dangers that might, just conceivably, involve the end of the world. Some of these warnings came from the unpaid, unofficial scientific advisor to the organization responsible for project security. An organization called UNIT, the United Nations Intelligence Task Force. He was an odd-looking fellow, this scientific advisor, tall and thin and big.